Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you ever so much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the J Call on the 18th of February, 2014. On the call today, we have Edmund Chung and Yongyeom Lee. We have apologies from Jonathan Shear and Chris Dillon. And from staff, we have Mary Wong, Bob Boswinkle, and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Natalie. This is Edmund. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Since we don't really have a lot of people join, but at least we have myself, and we have us as the co-chairs join. So I sent around a very brief kind of agenda, but mainly we just want to discuss a little bit about the next steps for this group, which is from Singapore. Where were we before?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, sorry. from the Buenos Aires meeting, especially at the GNSO and CCNSO Council joint meeting, we had a little bit of discussion about the kind of going forward of this group. And what we wanted to try to do is between then and the Singapore ICANN meeting to perhaps discuss and present some of the ideas for moving forward on the issues that we have worked on. So I guess because we probably don't have a lot of people to discuss the items, but we should at least talk a little bit about the sessions that are being planned in Singapore, and perhaps to quickly talk a little bit about what we, I guess, Yongyeom, you and I had a very brief conversation in Buenos Aires as well on this, and perhaps how we can help drive the group to ask for report back to the two councils for next steps. So I guess we'll start. Bart, if you could help start with a quick update, I guess, on the joint session that is being planned for universal acceptance in Singapore, ICANN, and where we are with that. Oh, and one thing, just I guess for the record, the two respective councils have adopted our final report on universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, and I believe that has been with that it would have been sent to the board. So I guess that's just to note that has happened. So Bart, if you could update us, or if you have any
other. Bart. This is Bart for the record. First of all, the chairs of the CCNSO and GNSO Council submitted the final report around 2 weeks ago, jointly both to the chair of the ICANN board and copied in Fadi and Cyrus Namazi from the GDD. So that's the first step. Secondly, a couple of weeks ago, ICANN initiated or relaunched its program around universal acceptance. The project leader is Francisco Arias, and in the meantime, they have hired a consultant, Edward Lewis, who is assisting Francisco and the community in getting universal acceptance going. But this is still, they're still trying to think through what is a reasonable approach in facilitating universal acceptance. And as a result, and because Mary and I were in touch, or our main support staff of the JIG, we suggested to them to have a combined session at the Singapore meeting, as we've already scheduled a JIG meeting in case it was needed. And what I know, say, and what we discuss with, say, Francisco and Edward, is that they want to discuss with the broader community, including members of the JIG and the JIG itself, what is the proper role for ICANN regarding universal acceptance. So if it would be a facilitator, how to structure the effort, and how ICANN could provide resources to promote and facilitate universal acceptance, and if it would play a central point of contact is how to mark progress, etc. And it's definitely clear that, say, both Francisco and Edward would really, really want to have input from the community, so especially the JIG members. And the JIG report is a very good starting point for ICANN's efforts to facilitate universal acceptance. So all came together at once. So going forward and looking at the meeting itself, to date, the only thing we've done is more or less, and Francisco will do this, is schedule a combined session for around 90 minutes. So part of it will be time, if needed, for the JIG to discuss what it wants to propose to the two councils. And probably most time will be dedicated to a discussion around universal acceptance and to define ICANN's role in moving ahead and how the community should and could be involved in that initiative. So that's with regard to the Singapore session and where we are with regard to looking at universal acceptance. That's it.
Thank you, Bart, for the update. I guess as a quick response, I think at least to the restart of this program is very good to hear, and this is perhaps the third or fourth time this is restarted in a way. but it's I think it's probably still important. One of the things that this group, I guess, at least myself, have learned, and during the discussion, this came up as well. One of the things is that universal acceptance is more than IDNs. It's also about, especially about long TLDs. But by focusing on the IDN TLDs, that gets the whole community behind this. That gets the whole ICANN community behind this, rather than a more a business or commercial interest-driven area. So that's I guess one important thing that I guess the JIG report also contributes to.
I was a little bit incorrect. It is truly about, say, the ICANN project, say, from Francisco and Edward, is around universal acceptance of TLDs, new TLDs. So it's broader than the focus area of the JIG. So,
right.
Sorry for the correction.
Yeah. So that's I just wanted to point out that and my point is just. In case it got lost, my point is that the two of them, even though it seems like a part of the bigger universal acceptance, the result of the question of whether ICANN and what ICANN should do is probably going to be quite different. And that's the observation from the discussion that have been had on these topics from previous discussions. But anyway, I think it is a good thing to join the two and have that discussion and have that distinction when we actually have the discussion. So I guess I'll wait for you and perhaps Francisco to kind of take the lead and try to start develop the agenda, or is the team looking for us also be more proactive in making suggestions about the agenda?
I think but what my suggestion to Francisco will be that we at least inform the two co-chairs of the JIG, so they can report back to the JIG itself, but at least have an understanding, as it will be a combined session.
Right. We are about a month, a little bit more than a month from Singapore ICANN. So I just wonder if we want to make this a session that we would invite, maybe somebody to talk for this as well. And also adding to that, and this kind of flows into what I wanted to quickly discuss today as well, is that wearing a different hat, at the ALAC side of things, the ALAC IDN working group is also planning some follow-on work on the DRIG report and on the broader topic of universal acceptance. And the ALAC IDN working group meeting in Singapore will also have pretty much the bulk of the session's time on this topic. While I think it should exist separately, it would be a good thing. I just want to let everyone know that that will be happening as well. And I don't, for that particular one, I don't see any reason why it needs to be combined, because I think it would be talking kind of a little bit different aspect of it. But the reason I'm bringing it up is not only just to advertise it, but also that the preparations for getting some speakers there and for making sure that we have the relevant people to participate in the discussion probably should happen soon. And I just want to...
Oh, yes, but it was more, say... That's why we contacted the co-chairs last week, is first of all suggested and say, see how it how the JIG feels about it. That you don't want this to be either a JIG-run session or a ICANN staff-run session. I think universal acceptance is a combined effort of all those who are interested, and we need to start working to combining all these efforts into one effort.
Basically, I agree, but as Edmund, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, yes, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Because the JIG focuses mostly on IDNs, and the issue of universal acceptance can be more general. I think, that we need to clarify that there is a difference in scope, but that we are going to focus on IDNs. And as Edmund said, if it works with IDNs, it will work with pretty much everything. So I think that's one way to go. But as for the inclusion of more people, I see a lot of names here, but they're not here. So I'm wondering. Should each community take the lead, or will ICANN just make the announcement?
It's probably Edmund. I think it's as we're talking now. It's easier say the JIG at least from say that ICANN announces it, but let's say more or less co-sponsored by the JIG and maybe even the ALAC IDN group, say with regard to the universal acceptance, that you have all the people in one room and not try to, so it's a really topic-driven event than anything else, than community driven.
This is Edmund. I agree very much with Bart, the observation, but also I guess my question is really whether I guess we're waiting for Francisco to take the lead, and we'll hear more from him about how he wants to organize it, and then we'll probably try to also bring in others. So, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll leave it to. We could leave it to you, Bart, to
help me. Yeah, that's fine. I'll report back to the JIG.
Sounds good.
Great.
Okay. So in that case, I guess the only other item is really about this particular group. So I guess a quick note is that Young-Em, you and I had a very we were at the Joint Council meeting, and right after that we had a very brief conversation on this, and it seems like the direction would probably to go back and recommend that following up work should probably be done, but a kind of new group should be chartered so that the JIG could in essence wrap its work up, and I've since then actually discussed it with the group at ALAC as well, and it seems like there is some energy to get this work started as well. So perhaps I'm kind of leaning towards a direction where we would kind of recommend further work that needs to be done, especially in supporting the implementation of some of the things, but perhaps a joint group that would include ALAC or even GAC, if they're willing, to get started. And perhaps the ALAC group could take the lead in drafting a kind of a charter on this new group. That is my kind of latest thinking on this. I don't know, Young-Em or Bart or others, if you have any thoughts.
Basically, I agree with what Edmund said, and we just try to start a new group. And ALAP, if there are people interested there, and even the GAC, because now, because of the whole governance issue, everyone's talking about multi-stakeholder, and so this would be a good way to go.
This is Bart. An alternative, so I've been thinking about it as well, is an alternative, say, having a joint group is one scenario, one way forward. Maybe as an alternative, start thinking about creating a kind of, I would call it a platform. It's more or less, again, bringing together all the interests in universal acceptance and have the ICANN group, act as a kind of secretariat and use ICANN meetings to at least have a full discussion with not just the ICANN community, but maybe also outsiders, and to really start working on solution or resolving the issues around universal acceptance one by one. So what I saw in the course of the JIG is, for example, that a lot of IDN CCTLDs have a lot of experience around universal acceptance, or in this sense, a negative experience on the non-acceptance, and it's what needs to be done. Probably is there needs to be an avenue, a channel, or however you want to call it, where these kind of experience, and you, Edmund, you had the same with .asia, and probably you will see the same in future with some of the IDN TLDs, is where these experiences are not shared so much among the community itself, but are shared with the outside world. And I think in trying to create a more broader encompassing group than just thinking in terms of say SOAC joint groups will be more effective.
This is Mary as well.
Go ahead, Mary.
Thanks, Edmund. And I was just thinking through this. I'm relatively new to supporting this work, as you guys know. But and Edmund, I think you're going to be at Apricot later this week and next week, right? So there's going to be an ICANN update session that I think you know about. This that's being coordinated out of the Singapore office. And I'm actually going to be there for the policy team, and universal acceptance is one of the topics we wanted to bring up to the community. So one of the things maybe that we need to sort of coordinate is looking at some viewpoints, perspectives, comments from folks within the ICANN community, including ALAC, especially ALAC, since they're interested in taking things forward, but coordinating that with other parts of the internet community, the technical community, and so forth. And it may be that after APRICA and after a number of these other sessions, whether in Asia-Pacific or elsewhere, that there can be some coalescing around specific next steps. So to the extent that ALAC wants to take the lead in maybe creating a document with some more concrete proposals that take us forward, they could take some of this feedback and in the next few months, for example, help the community figure out where it wants to go before forming a joint group. That's sort of what I'm thinking.
Thank you, Mary. This is Edmund. I think both of the I'll respond quickly on Bart's idea first. I think that's a great idea. In fact, you were kind of speaking my mind. I think we are very much done with having this discussion at a kind of policy level. We need to switch it into a take action mode, and that's and calling a kind of platform, or finding a right way to call it is quite important, which ties in with what Mary you're saying. I think what I'm leaning towards is really, if we could have a, I think ICANN is a great place to come together, but we must then take action down to other places. One of the really good experience I've seen is how the RIRs worked on advocation of IPv6, and we should certainly tag along those lines, because ISPs and those providers are also part of the target for universal acceptance. So having the discussion Apricot and where APNIC meets as well is certainly useful. And again, I'll be there. And in fact, overall, that's exactly the reason why I think this needs to move beyond the two SOs and also a reason why ALAC would be good to involve, because a lot of the ALSs actually do work with the RIRs to do IPv6 work, advocation of IPv6, and that's the network that we can probably leverage. But having ICANN or ICANN meetings as a central point to see how where we are over the course of time would be a good model, I think. That's sort of the idea.
Edmund, this is Barnes again.
Yep. Bart, please.
Yep.
And I think, say, going back to what I said around the introduction, I think this is a discussion Francisco and Edward are looking for, is how to best structure and how to use the resources available the most effectively and efficiently, and turn this into a combined effort of the whole community, and inviting outsiders as well to it. So we as a JIC, we had the very good experience with Jonathan Frakes, because he was on the working group, that you can see there is spin-off, and I think that type of efforts and should be encouraged, to say the least.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I think that's what I wanted to kind of emphasize, the fact that we need to try to get the people who can do, I mean, who can deal with the specifics of the technical stuff and others, not just the policy. So, I mean, I think we're kind of in agreement, but we're saying it in a different way.
Edmund?
Yes. Bart, please go ahead.
May I make a suggestion, say, as I follow up with Francisco, that, say, before the next call, we come up with a rough sketch how this could look like, so to share it with the JIG and have a discussion on the next call with the JIG, and if everybody is reasonably in agreement, suggest it to the councils, and maybe that's a way of dealing with universal acceptance as well, because there you see a high level of ICANN activity, ICANN staff activity, and I think that most people from the JIG are involved in the IDN, the various IDN variant projects as well.
Mr. Edmund, I think that's a great idea. I'd like to emphasize one point which I made earlier as well. Again, if we think about the what ICANN should do or shouldn't do, you know, about universal acceptance, the answers might be very different if you ask about a general GTLD kind of issue versus if you focus on IDN TLD. I'll be pretty straightforward about this. If you ask the community whether we should, the ICANN should support helping, like making sure that .google works around the world, I would say no. I think that should be commercial interest driven. But if you talk about whether it's ICANN should spend resources beyond just coordination on .idn, I think that is something that ICANN should spend resources to work on. So, you know, just be very direct on what I mean by if you ask the question about the general overall versus if you focus on IDN TLDs, the answers could be quite different. So with that, I guess, yes, we'll wait. We'll wait to hear back from you, Bart, both on the agenda for the Singapore meeting and perhaps for our next meeting in month's time, just before the Singapore meeting, to have a kind of a sense of what's maybe a suggestion to so that we could go back to councils with as well.
Yep.
Agreed. This is John.
Sounds good. And that, I guess, brings us the end of the meeting. Any other things people want to bring up?
No, not really. Not from my end.
Okay. Hearing none, I guess. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Timmy, and I'll stop the recordings.